From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another day of intense questioning faces the U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Nominee Neil Gorsuch is facing at least another day of direct questioning by a Senate panel today before members vote on whether to recommend his nomination to the full Senate. Gorsuch made his case before the Senate Judiciary Committee during a confirmation hearing yesterday. VOA's Michael Bowman was there.
Gorsuch told senators that no Trump administration official ever pressured him to promise how he would vote on hot-button issues that the high court could decide in coming years, and that he would have no trouble ruling against any party, including, presumably, the White House.
I don't believe in litmus tests for judges. No one in that process asked me for any commitments, any kind of promises about how I'd rule in any kind of case.
Gorsuch refused to speculate on how he might rule on many of Trump's controversial campaign promises, from a ban on Muslims entering the United States to reinstituting the use of torture techniques on terror suspects.
Democrats have portrayed Gorsuch as a pro-corporate jurist who would tilt the legal playing field against ordinary Americans and pressed him on cases in which he sided with large companies over their employees. We are getting word now into the VOA newsroom that loud bangs similar to gunfire have been heard outside Britain's parliament on people who were, and two people were seen being treated inside the gates by medical staff. That according to the Reuters news service. A parliamentary clerk told Reuters two people had been shot, no official confirmation from the police. Make sure you stay with us here on VOA on all of our platforms for the latest information. This is VOA. The United States and South Korea say a North Korean missile test Wednesday ended in failure. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command said the missile appeared to have exploded within seconds of launching from the Kalmar Peninsula, in the eastern part of the country. South Korea's military said the apparent test launch did not go off smoothly. Neither country gave details about what type of missile was tested, and both said they were continuing to analyze the launch. Earlier this month, North Korea fired four ballistic missiles into the sea off Japan in response to annual U.S.-South Korea military drills, which the North sees as a preparation for war. There is a report that an airstrike, believed to be carried out by a U.S.-led coalition, has killed at least 33 people at a school near the key city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the airstrike happened early Tuesday outside of the village of Al-Mansoura and that the school was serving as a shelter for people displaced by the fighting in Syria. Raqqa is the de facto capital for the Islamic State group, and the city's capture is a main goal for the various forces fighting the militants. The U.S.-led coalition, which includes about a dozen countries carrying out strikes against Islamic State in Syria, has been pounding Raqqa in recent days. Coalition data show nearly 20 strikes per day there on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Afghanistan wants the United States to send more forces to help meet shortfalls in the battle against the Taliban and the Islamic State group. That from Afghanistan's foreign minister, Salahuddin Rabbani, who welcomed a recent call by U.S. General John Nicholson, the top American commander in Afghanistan, for a few thousand more troops from the U.S. or other coalition partners to help break the stalemate in the war-torn country. The Trump administration has not yet said if it will send more forces in response to Nicholson's comments. About 8,400 U.S. troops are currently deployed in Afghanistan, performing counterterrorism operations against insurgents and training the Afghan army. The war is in its 16th year. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has come under fire for a decision not to attend next month's NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels and for an announcement that he will travel to Russia later in April. At Tuesday's State Department briefing, acting spokesman Mark Toner fielded a number of questions from reporters about the NATO meeting. One reporter said he had been told that NATO had offered several alternative dates to Tillerson to make it possible for him to come, but those were rebuffed. Toner said the problem is indeed a scheduling conflict. Check our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.